الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
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 حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا
بالله حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا
بالله حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
First of all, congratulations for your new Bilal. It's also from where Bilal is, mashallah. I command him to be the muazzin of the masjid, permanent. Please? Just before we begin, a couple of corrections. When the muadzin raises the adhan, try always not to get yourself involved in anything whatsoever. Your friend asking about something, phone rang like this, keep repeating after the muadzin. Because this, when you repeat after the muadzin, and this is by the way, one more notification. Try always to come here to the masjid before the adhan. So you repeat after the muadzin. Because not likewise in Saudi and in Muslim countries, we hear the adhan from outside, we can repeat. But here you cannot. So try to come before the adhan. So you repeat after the muadzin. You know why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever says as the muadzin says, and then he says, Allahumma rabba al-da'wa al-tamma wa salat al-qama ati Muhammad al-Rasulat al-Fadila wa al-Dawit al-Ati al-Rafi'a طبعته مقام المحمود الذي وعدته نعم هذا غير صحيح الزيادة هذا الزيادة غير صحيح لك لا تخلط المعاد ليس صحيح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said I will be the intercessor for him in the devil's action يعني the intercessor is guaranteed you don't need to do like the Sufis يا رسول الله شفاعة no all what you need to do is keep repeating after the muadzin as he guided you. Now, the other notification I want to take here is that although it is to the imams, but I saw here that every other prayer there is one other imam. Just to in case that maybe Hussein one day leads the prayer or what's your name, Akhi? Muhammad leads the prayer or whosoever. There are some sunan authenticated that Rasulullah done them in the salah. But we need when we come to do these sunan constantly, then this is wrong because he Rasulullah done it sometimes or occasionally, but most of his times he went on a way of prayer, the process of prayer that is described in the hadith. So we need to make our constant prayer like that. And for example, Isa sallam had different ways of salam. Okay? Different ways of salam. And I saw here two imams I saw here since I came. Two imams. One said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Which is wrong. The other said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Which is wrong too. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, authenticated this way, the last one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But Sheikh Muhammad Adam compiled a book proving that Sheikh Albani, the hadith is reported in Sunan Abi Dawud. And Sunan Abi Dawud has many different editions. And the original book of Sunan Abi Dawud that Sheikh Adam checked does have a barakat on both sides. And that's why he compiled a book, small message says, رفع الغين في إثبات وبركاته في التسليمتين. So بركاته to be in both sides. And some other thing I forgot. إن شاء الله it comes. Even single تسليم. يعني this رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم done it يعني very يعني in little times, maybe one or two. So we don't come to the method in our teaching the people, we just show them that we know how, we have some ilm. We do it. And when you are asked about the dalil, you say Sheikh Albani said it. This is not the dalil. So you better yani, come and sit, teach the people the dalil from where Sheikh Albani wrote it and like that. This is the way. And anyway, yani, try to avoid the yani, things that might bring conflict on. Naam, Allahu A'la. I don't say that it is not correct to yani, use whatever has been authenticated. La, it is correct. But teach them. Teach the jama'ah first. Naam? But we take the questions. Naam. Where is the
main
the entrance?
Whatever
is considered part of the masjid. Now, as I know that the entrance is not only for the masjid, correct?
Yes.
Then it is not the, it's common. Now, then it is here. Once, yeah, this one. Yeah. No, this one. Once he puts his shoes on the rock and he enters the masjid. Yeah, the door here and the other door. Naam, Allah A'la. Naam, Shaykh. Alaykum As-salam. No problem. حي على الصلاة. Do we say Muhammad or we say what? طيب. What does the Imam say? What did the Muaddin say? أشهد أن this is how Rasulullah taught the Muaddin to say. Now and then he said to us, say exactly like what the Muaddin say. So we cannot say أشهد أن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله. No, we cannot say that. Because he told us, say, repeat what the Muaddin says. So we have to repeat it. And other than the Adhan, of course, we have to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in the Adhan, in the Salah, in the Tashahud, we don't add Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Sayyidina Muhammad. No, we don't add anything to what he taught us. Because from politeness with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to do exactly what he told us to do. No? No.
You mentioned in your talk that people shouldn't raise their voices in the masjid, they shouldn't speak in the masjid, it should have destroyed the masjid. Do you think that would cause problems in the masjid?
No, I did not, sorry, I did not say should not sleep in the masjid. But I said as long as the authorities of the masjid are saying there are classrooms, there are places, we want you guys to, if you want to sleep, if you want to talk, you please get inside there and close the door. Then this is not their right to say, no, I want to sit here. It's not up to them. It's not up to the people to say, no, I want to sit here and talk here and sleep here and eat here. No, it's not up to them. It's to the authority of the masjid or the shura of the masjid to show the people where they should do these things. Now, that's what I meant.
The question is, when the people are told this, and they get angry, and they say that this masjid is too strict, and because it's too strict, we don't want to come here. What do we say to them, and what do we say to the masjid?
Wallahi, first of all, the masjid is great, is a house. The masjid is a house. And it is greater than the house of any one of us. Now, when someone comes to your house, do you accept that he does whatever he likes? You don't accept. You don't accept. So, the masjid has to have, has to have its own rights.
Has rules and regulations.
And rules and regulations. And,
yeah.
And it should be, I don't want to say it to be so strict by the meaning like it's a military compound. No, but there is when you are told please, there is a rule. If you are told get out, then this is wrong. But you are told please come inside here and talk or sleep or eat. What's wrong with that? Why you say no? I want to do this here. And that's wrong. That's wrong. Because the shura or the chairman or the authority of the masjid or the imam of the masjid are the ones who are responsible at the end of the day of the housekeeping of the masjid. They keep it clean, and they don't want to have extra work cleaning after every other prayer because the people come and get to the place and or they sleep and then they cause smells and these things. Let's cooperate. This is a masjid. I don't see like this conflict in the clubs and in the community centers. They cooperate there. Why in the masjid we don't cooperate? I told you now the hadith of the black woman who was at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ voluntarily cleaning the masjid. Without nobody told her. When she passed away, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that, and even in the other hadith, when she was alive, he said that this woman is one woman of the Jannah. Because she was cleaning the masjid. And you hear that by cleaning the masjid, Allah will build you up a house in the Jannah. And you know that cleaning the masjid is the mahar of al-hur al-ayn. Maybe now the sisters say, okay, we'll not clean the masjid because hur al-ayn. No. Hur al-ayn, let me clarify one thing. Many times we hear this, the sisters think that they are not so concerned about hur al-ayn. This is only for men. La. You are told that you are going to be queen in the Jannah. If there are no hur al-ayn in your palace, queen of what? Queen of yourself? So she also, why that black woman can clean the masjid? Because she knows these things, So we have to cooperate and conduct the affairs of the masjid. If the jama'ah for prayer has already started, at which point have you missed the rak'at? In Sahih al-Bukhari, as we are going also to hear, in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever catches the rak'ah, catches the imam in the ruku' position, for the limit that he can't say, Subhan Rabbil Azim, one time, then he has done his rak'at. And he has done the rak'at. But if you catch the ruku' after the imam said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا. خلاص, the rak'at gone for you. خلاص, done. But if you catch the ruku' and when you bow and said, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي الْعَظِيمِ, he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. خلاص, الحمد لله. You got the rak'at. No. There were three, four. Where is they? I don't see anyone from... okay. Okay. Eid? Eid, okay. You make them two. You make them two the way they were performed. Eid prayers, if you miss the Eid prayers, you make them the same way the Imam done them. Two rak'ah, the first rak'ah seven times, the second rak'ah five times takbir. La la, by itself, no jama'ah. And I was told about some masajid here because of the space, narrow space and large number of community. They make the Eid jama'ah one after another, one after another. No, 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 no. It's only one jama'ah in each masjid, and those who missed it, they can't pray everyone alone.
No. For each masjid, it's one jama'ah.
One jama'ah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
it. What we said, what I said is that there is only one jama'ah for it. Let's take it like this way. Jama'ah. The masjid has a limited, limited space. Right? The khatib gave the khutbah and finished and gave and prayed the Jum'ah. We still have 40, 50 people outside. They wait, khalas khatib finished, another khatib come, gave another khutbah, another Jum'ah prayer. Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong. Yeah, that's wrong. Jum'ah and Eid, Jum'ah we say, anybody missed it, one or 100. They don't do another Jum'ah, they pray Dhuhr. They can pray Jama'ah Dhuhr. Because Jum'ah is from the Salah that to be conducted in Jama'ah. Now, the Eid prayer, when they miss it, whatsoever number, each one pray alone. Each one pray it alone. No, it is not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. But if the person missed the Jum'ah due to a valid reason, Allah Ta'ala wants, yani, and he intended to catch the Jama'ah, but yani, what can he do? As the Sheikh said now, he was caught in the jam. He prepared, he made himself yani, to come and catch the Jama'ah, but there was something stopped him. Allah will give him the reward of the Jama'ah. As in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to the battle of Tabuk and he was returning back, just before Medina, he said to the Sahaba, verily there are people in Medina did not join us, they are given the same reward of yours. You know, the battle of Tabuk was one of the most hard battles. It was in the very hot summer. Long distance, they were walking, and they fought against very strong enemies. Now, on the way back, the Prophet ﷺ is telling them that there are people in Medina, did not join you, they are given the same reward. Then he said, why? He said, they wished to come, but they had their valid reasons that they did not come. Maybe sick, maybe like that. So, Allah Ta'ala treats us based on our intentions. If you were honest and sincere to come and catch the Jum'ah prayer or whatsoever prayer, but you missed it because of the crowd, because of jam, because of whatsoever, then Allah will give you the reward of it. Now, khalas? Last question from the Imam, we cannot say. He will not leave the prayer.
We have
prayer time table, we set the time of Salah for Isha, for Maghrib and stuff like that. We have an appointment. So people come, and if the Imam hasn't come out on the exact time, they start fussing and, you know, pushing him out and then asking him to make the adhan and stuff like that for the Imam.
Sure. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not used to call the iqama until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come. And sometimes he may delay, like intentionally one time he delayed the Isha until just about the midnight. And he then came out and he said, "I did not, what is it? Without you sitting here, but I just intentionally delayed it to tell you that this is the best time of it. If it is not going to be hard for you, I would have obligated it." Right. Now, I would say, yes, it's true, this is the right of the Imam, that they should not start the Jama'ah until he comes. Okay? But, if it is a habit of this Imam, like many masajid, the Imam is talking over the phone and ignoring the Jama'ah. Nah. The Imam is, mashallah, laying. The Imam is deciding to take shower at this time. The Imam, it's not logic, yani. We have to respect the people as well. And the other thing, has the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed behind some Sahaba or not? How many occasions? At least two. Abu Bakr and Abdurrahman ibn Awf. Abu Bakr in two occasions. One, when he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sick and he said to Aisha, "Let Abu Bakr lead the prayer." But in the other, before this, one day the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was late somewhere, and Bilal said to Abu Bakr, "The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is late. Shall I call the Iqama and you pray, lead the prayer?" He said yes. So Bilal called the Iqama and Abu Bakr led the prayer, and then the Prophet ﷺ came and joined him. Another time with Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman ibn Auf led the Jama'ah. What does that mean? So many Imams and so many brothers think that it is my right. I come whenever I want. They have to wait for me. And especially in the West. People are working. People are coming from far away. Not like in Jeddah. Houses surrounding the masjid. It's difficult, so we have to be logic. I say that, like in Saudi Arabia, as you, Abdul Wahid, know, and Abdul Jalil, that the Ministry of Islamic Affairs, made their timetable, and they said that, for example, the time between Adhan and Iqama of Maghrib, 10 minutes. Dhuhr, Asr, 15 minutes. Maghrib. Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha, 20 minutes. Fajr, 25 minutes. That's the maximum. So no one has to exceed this, except if the Jama'ah agree. But if the Jama'ah, they don't agree and they want to pray in time, we have to pray in time. And myself in my masjid, I give instruction to the Mu'adhin. If the time comes and you don't see me, raise the Iqama, lead the prayer. The Mu'adhin himself. Because I can't trust who else there. There may be people who do not know how to pray or do not know how to recite. So at least the Mu'addin I have is somebody who I know that he, mashallah, needs to pray.
What do you say to the people that say that's not permissible for the person who gives the adhan in the Iqama?
We need the proof. What is the proof that it is not permissible? Is it because Bilal did not lead the prayer, so it is not permissible? Permissibility or impermissibility must be said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That it is not permissible. It must be clearly said that this is not permissible. Maybe they say it is not from the Sunnah. Although we don't completely accept, but at least but to say that it is not permissible. That's haram. That's haram to say halal and haram without any proof. So what is the proof that it is haram? As the muaddin lead the prayer. That's not correct. Allahu a'lam. Especially if the muaddin, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَأُمَّ الْقَوْمَ أَقْرَأُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The reason why Bilal did not lead the prayer because Abu Bakr and Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf has more Quran than him. That's the reason. That's the reason. Today, we cannot guarantee. And I told, for example, Imam Masjid, I told my muaddin, I gave him a list of names. If so-and-so, or so-and-so, or so-and-so, or so-and-so is available, you call the Iqamah, let him pray. Lead the prayer. If none of them, then you lead the prayer. Then you lead the prayer. Because you're going to get into many conflicts. One come and say, why you don't choose me to lead the prayer? Why? You know? Haram, that's it. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.